إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us Muslimin and made that command a very general one by calling on the whole of humanity, Ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, O humanity, O civilization, everyone. Ittaqoo rabbakum, have fear of your Lord. Have taqwa of your Lord who created you. And from you created your mate, your partner, and then created many of you on the earth, many of the male and many of the female. And fear Allah concerning those things, those bonds that are sacred, the bonds of the womb, the things that Allah will question you about. And fear Allah and know that Allah is Raqib, Allah is a watcher, Allah is a seer over you. We are suffering because of social breakdowns. People in the country are suffering. Right? There is so much crime, epidemic. There are so many teenage pregnancies that result in single parent households. There is so much drinking and binge drinking. There is so much crime. There are so many stabbings. There are so many problems. And there are so many causes, in fact, to those problems. A lot of which are not disconnected from us as Muslims. We cannot simply see people as the other and they have their problems and we are immune and we are safe from them. Because we also suffer collectively as Muslims from similar problems. And a lot of those problems stem from the breakdown of the family. When the family breaks down, then society breaks down. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran places so much emphasis on the family. But Allah created the man, Allah created the woman. And Allah has given both of them responsibilities and obligations unto one another. And then from the marriage comes children. And then Allah bestows upon, this is a ni'mah from Allah, but with the ni'mah comes a responsibility to provide and to tend and to look after the children. And so many responsibilities. Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O you who have iman, save yourselves and save your families from Jahannam. Save yourselves and save your families from the fire whose fuel is men and stones. Save yourself from that fire. And how we do that, in part, brothers and sisters, is by realizing our obligation. For the Prophet of Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullukum ra'in. All of you are shepherds. Every single one of us is a shepherd. Wa kullukum mas'ul an ra'yatihi. And everyone is responsible for his flock. Everyone is a leader. Everyone is a shepherd. And everyone is responsible for his flock. Al-imanu ra'in. وَمَسْعُولْ أَنْ رَعْيَتِهِ. The Imam of the Muslimin, may Allah bless this Ummah with an Imam. A Khalifa, Sultan, and Imam of the Muslimin, وَرَعِمْ, is a shepherd. and he's responsible for his flock. وَالرَّجُلْ رَعِنْ فِي أَهْلِهِ وَمَسْؤُولْ أَنْ رَعْيَتِهِ. And the man is a shepherd for his family, and he's responsible for his flock. He's responsible for his family. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَمَسْؤُولَةٌ أَنْ رَعْيَتِهَا. And a woman is also a shepherd. She's a shepherd. She's a caretaker in the house of her husband, and she's responsible for that. And so no one is immune from responsibility. This social response, we have our responsibilities and obligations towards Allah, and we have obligations unto one another, our mu'amalat, our trading, our transacting, our integrating, interacting with one another. Everything is bound by a questioning on the Day of Judgment. Right? Saghir wa kabir, small and the big. Mali has in the kitab, لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها. The man will say, what is this book, Ya Allah? Nothing is left out, not the small, not the big, nothing is left out. And in fact, some of the biggest obligations we have are those that are due unto one another. For the Prophet of Allah said, أتدرون من المفلس? Do you know who is a bankrupt person? They said, Ya Rasulullah, the bankrupt person is the one who comes on the day, is one who has no dinar and no dirham. Right? He's muflis, he's bankrupt, he has nothing in his pocket, no dinar, no dirham. He said, no. That is not the bankrupt person. The bankrupt person is the one who comes on the Day of Judgment, bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakatin. He comes on the Day of Judgment with much salah, and much fasting, and much zakat. So how is he bankrupt then? Well, he slandered that person. And he attacked, spilled the blood of that person unjustly. And he usurped the rights and the property of that person unjustly. And so the good deeds of this person, his fasting, his prayers, and the value of it on the division will be given to the one he has wronged, the mazloom. Because this person who prided himself بِصَلَاتٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاتٍ, with the fasting, with the prayer, with the zakat, didn't take into consideration the social responsibilities and obligations he has with his fellow Muslims and human beings. So every single one of us then is a shepherd. Allah institutionalized marriage for us. And this is a big topic, and I want to focus on for the next few months about the family. And the marriage is a central component of the family, as is being a child in a family, and being a mother in a family, and being a father, rights and obligations that we have with regards to being these people. Right? Marriage. And so he addressed his companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Ma'ashara al-Shabab. Oh, young people. من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغض للبصر وأحسن للفرج. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Oh young people, whoever amongst you is able to marry, let him marry. Whoever has the istata'ah, has the capability and ability to marry, let him marry. Because his marrying will allow him and help him to lower his gaze. And it will protect his private parts. Tahseen al-Faraj, this is one of the greatest, the biggest incentives and reasons for a marriage. To protect yourself. Hisn in Arabic is like a fortress. You're fortifying yourself from the shahwat and from the desires outside of you. You're fortifying yourself, protecting yourself through marriage. And so the hadith became, ثَلَاثَةٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَوْنُهُمْ. There are three people that Allah promises to help them. Right? Allah promises to help them. الْمُجَاهِدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah promises to help the mujahid who fight in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْمُكَاتِبُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْأَدَاءِ. And the one who wants to pay back money to someone, and is really trying to pay back that money, Allah helps that person. وَالنَّافِحُ الَّذِي يُرِيدُ الْعَفَافِ. And the one who seeks marriage to protect himself, right? For the sake of modesty, for the sake of protecting himself, Allah promises to help that person. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا. Allah has created from you, from amongst yourselves, wives, your mates. Why? لتسكنوا إليها. The greatest end result of a marriage, sakina. Right? What everyone is craving for in their life should be found in a marriage and in the hub of a family. لتسكنوا إليها. Right? For the sake of sakina, not sakin, not the knife. No one wants to feel the sakin in a marriage. But people want to feel the sakina in a marriage. Feel the comfort and the tranquility and the repose in a marriage. وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And then Allah places amongst you, in yourselves, sorry, between you, inside of you. What kind of love? It's not just hub. It's wood. Allah is wajood. مَوَدَّةً. Allah places a very specific kind of love. Like an intimate love, an overflowing love, وَرَحْمَةً and mercy between the pair. And in that are signs for every thinking person, for every reflecting person. And so people marry, of course. Why? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَعَ. People marry for four reasons. لِمَالِهَا. They will marry for the wealth of a woman. وَلِحَسْبِهَا. And they will marry for the lineage of a woman, for a good family to enter into. وَلِجَمَالِهَا. And the prominent one, people will marry for the beauty of a woman. And Islam doesn't forbid this. Islam in fact encourages that, but regulates that. وَلِدِينِهَا. And people marry for deen. فَضْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرَبَتْ يَدَاكَ. And so he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go for the one with deen. Go for the one with the deen. We're living in a world, of course, where everything is about physical beauty. Everything is about the physical attraction, the physical beauty. And this is why you find so many people, they run into or rush into relationships or marriages even, when it's confined only to the beauty of someone. And it doesn't last too long, because these things are finite and temporary. Nothing remains beautiful all the time. But the Prophet of Allah gave us the best of advices and says, okay, that's all fine. You can go and marry a wonderfully beautiful woman. That's all fine. But not at the expense of her religion. Not at the expense of her religion. Because that's the most beautiful thing. الدُّنْيَا مَتَاعٌ. The world, of course, is an enjoyment, the hadith says. Right? It's like an enjoyment. وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِهَا الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. But the best enjoyment is a pious woman. The best enjoyment is a pious woman. Wallahi, there is nothing more enjoyable than that. To know that you have a woman, for what sake? Except to drive you towards the akhirah. To encourage you towards the akhirah. To push you towards the akhirah. To hold your hand and walk with you towards the akhirah. Right, to be a real mother towards her children. When you marry, think of these things. If our purpose in life is not for the sake of Allah, then we're going to make all the mess in the world. But if our focus is really to please Allah, and our fikr is for the akhirah, then you need a companion to help you with that. And so the first thing to consider is deen. For the man and for the woman, deen. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تنكحوا المشركات حتى يؤمن. Allah says, don't marry the mushrikeen. And it's not, it's happening. It happens. Has happened. Is happening. Will happen. Don't marry the people of shirk. Men should not be marrying mushrikeen. until they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. Because even a slave, even a Muslim slave, is better than the mushrik woman, even though she pleases you, Allah says. وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُوا. And never marry your daughters off to mushrikeen. And sisters, never ever marry mushrikeen. Those who ascribe partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until they believe in Allah. وَلَعَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. Because even a slave, even a Muslim male slave, is better than the mushrik, even though he pleases you. أُولَٰئِكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. They call you towards the fire, whilst Allah calls you towards Jannah. They call you towards the fire, right? Their entire way of life and their entire thinking and their entire beliefs are all about leading them and everyone around them to Jahannam. And we're choosing those people to be our intimates and the fathers and mothers of our children. What a musibah for us. And don't think it's not happening. Open your eyes. It is happening. Our sisters are doing that. Our brothers are doing that. They call you towards the nar, towards the jahannam. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَالْمَغْفِرَةِ بِإِذْنِهِ. But Allah calls you towards Jannah and forgiveness with His permission. And so the first thing, as fathers, responsible people, as mothers, is look for deen. A man came to Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah and said, who should I marry my daughter to? زَوِّجْهَا رَجْلًا يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Marry her to a man who fears Allah. فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ أَحَبَّهَا أَكْرَمَهَا وَإِنْ أَبْغَضَهَا لَمْ يَظْلِمْهَا. Because if he really loves her, he will honor her. But if he despises her, he will never wrong her. If he despises her, he will never oppress her because of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So deen. Right? You know, a man, one of the time of the Salaf, a man said to his children, لَقَدْ اِخْتَرْتُ لَكُمْ. He said, لَقَدْ أَحْسَنْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ صِغَارٌ وَكِبَارٌ وَقَبْلَ أَنْ تُولَدُ. I honored you, I was good to you when you were small as children, I was good to you when you were older, and I was even good to you before you were born. They said, Subhanallah. وَكَيْفْ أَحْسَنْتَ إِلَيْنَا قَبْلَ أَنْ تُولَدُ. How did you honor? How were you good to us before we were even born? لَقَدْ اِخْتَرْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ الْأُمَّهَاتِ مَنْ أَزُسُبُونَ بِهَا. I chose for you a mother who no one can disparage, who no one can attack her character. I chose that woman for you. And so I honored you, I was even good to you before you were born. And this is a reminder for us, brothers. ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ سَعَادَةِ ابْنِ آدَمْ مِنْ سَعَادَةِ ابْنِ آدَمْ ثَلَاثَةٌ مِنْ شَقَاوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمْ ثَلَاثَةٌ. There are three things from the bliss of the son of Adam, from the happiness of the son of Adam. And there are three things from the remorse and the regret of the son of Adam. مِنْ سَعَادَةِ ابْنِ آدَمْ الْمَرْأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. From the joy of the son of Adam is a pious woman. وَالْمَرْكَبُ الصَّالِحَةُ وَالْمَسْكَنُ الصَّالِحَةُ. And a good house and a good thing to travel in. Like a good car and a good house. These are all from the joys of the son of Adam. وَمِنْ شَقَاوَةِ ابْنِ آدَمْ ثَلَاثَةً. But there are also grief and sad feelings for the son of Adam. الْمَرْأَةُ السُّوءُ. An evil woman who does not worship Allah, does not obey Allah, let alone obey the husband, has no sense of obedience to Allah, let alone obedience to the husband. And a bad house and a bad riding beast or a bad thing to travel in are from the sadness of the son of Adam. There is so much about marriage, and we want to take time in the coming weeks to really think about this and the etiquette of the marriage and what marriage should provide for us. But just briefly, as an overview, as an overlap today, there are of course responsibilities that we have towards our women and vice versa, but those we will discuss at a later time. Responsibilities and rights towards our women. رِفْقًا بِالْقَوَارِي رِفْقًا بِالْقَوَارِي رِفْقًا بِالْقَوَارِي. Have softness, have rifq, have compassion towards the fragile vessel. Right? Women are fragile vessels. They will break so easily, and they're so tender and so soft. And so what's the solution for them? Not the back and not the fist. I also never ever struck a woman and never ever struck a child stuck in his entire life. That's uswatun hasana, the best example for us. Rizqan bil qawarir. Istawsu bin nisa'i khayran. Rizq. Inna Allah rafiq yuhibba rizq fil ardi kulli. The hadith says Allah is rafiq, Allah is compassionate, Allah is soft, and Allah loves compassion in all affairs. إِنَّ الرِّزْقَ لَا يَكُنُ فِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا زَانَ وَلَيُنْزَعُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا شَانَ. Rizq is not found in anything except it beautifies that thing. In your tongue, in your speech, in your actions, in your behavior. Rizq. And it's not removed from anything except that it stains that thing, makes that thing ugly. Ugly in your thought, ugly in your actions, in your behavior. Without risk, rizqan bil qawarir. Be gentle with the fragile vessels, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so the focus is in the deen, having a strong deen. Maintenance. Man istata'a minkum al-ba'a falyatazawwaj. Whoever is able to marry. Meaning he has to have some ability to marry, to provide for his wife, to maintain his wife, for her provisions, for her home. He needs to have some wealth to provide. Doesn't need to be a millionaire, right? Doesn't have to have so much wealth. But he should be able to basically provide for his wife, and then children in the future, bi-idhnillah. Right? Emotional well-being, physical well-being. The same way that his wife has to tend to his physical needs, then the same is true for the man, has to tend to her physical needs, his physical needs. Maintenance, provision. A man needs to have some consideration for those who are married and want to marry, for the psychological state of a woman and her emotional imbalance. There are times when she's emotionally imbalanced, if that's the correct expression. Right? But there are always solutions we have. Like the hadith that tells us about arguing. La taghdab. Don't become angry. Right? Sabr, be patient. Ana za'imun bi baytin fi rabbil jannah liman taraka al-mira'a wa in kana muhiqan. I guarantee a house on the outskirts of paradise for the one who leaves arguing, even though he knows he's right. Even though he knows his muhaqqan, he knows his right. Yeah, who spilled the milk? Who spilled the milk then? Was it you, was it I who spilled the milk? Who did this and who did that? You did it, I didn't do it. He leaves the argument for the sake of Allah, even though he knows the haqq is with him. وَأَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسْطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرِكَ الْكَذِبُ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا. And I guarantee a house in the middle of paradise for the one who leaves lying even though he's joking. وَأَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And I guarantee a house in the highest part of paradise for the one who sought his character out. For the one who sought his character out. أَكْمَلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. The hadith that says the people, the believers most complete in faith are those who have the best character. And the best of you are those who are best to their women. The best of you are those who are best to their women. إن أحبكم إلي وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة أحسنكم أخلاقا. Those who are closest to me and have the best position towards me on the day of judgment are those who have the best character. So these are things that when married we have to develop upon. Before marriage, of course, there is a lot that we have to do, but inshallah in the coming weeks we want to really talk about this in detail, about the role of the husband and his obligations, and the role of the wife and her obligations, and the role of parents in choosing partners for our children, our sons and daughters, and the mahr and the dowry and the permission. ولا تنفقن أي محتة تستأمر ولا تنفقن ذكر حتى تستأذن. The consent of the woman. We have problems of domestic violence, forced marriages, things that we have to deal with as a community. And so having a good character then is an indispensable, is a must feature in a marriage. We should always remember something that, whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla, like the Mufassirin, they say in fact, إِنَّ الرَّحْمَ وَالْمَوَدَّ مِنْ قِبَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِنَّ الْفِرَقْ مِنْ قِبَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. That love and mercy are from the direction of Allah, and hatred for one's spouse is from shaytan. This is why the hadith it says, لَا يَفْرَقْ مُؤْمِنٌ مُؤْمِنَةً إِنْ كَرِهَ مِنْهَا خُلُقًا رَضِيَ مِنْهَا أَخَرَ. None of you should despise his wife. Right? Because if you despise something in her character, there is something that will please you in her. Right? It's so true. Isn't it? You can't hate someone entirely. Like you can't find someone so repelling because everything about them is just sickening. That's quite impossible. If you dislike something in someone's character, then of course you will find something else that pleases you. And it's that we should focus on. The things that are good in someone and build upon them. Al-Qasr taught by example. You know, he instructed his wife by example. When he was, when he said to his wife, Sayyidina Aisha, Ya Aisha, la tahuni fahishatan. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-fahishin mutafahish. Don't be obscene, O Aisha. He's teaching her. Allah doesn't like the one who is obscene or relishes in obscenity. He himself was the embodiment of that advice to her. When she described him, she said, لَمْ يَكُنَّ رَسُولَ السَّلَامُ فَاحِشًا وَلَا مُتَفَحِّشْ. He was neither obscene nor did he relish in obscenity. And so, we have to become the best educators because all of us are responsible. Every single one of us is a shepherd. The plan of Shaitan is to divide. Is to divide the family. That's the plan of Iblis. The hadith it says, "Inna Iblis yadu arshu ala al-ma' thumma yab'athu law sarayahu." Iblis places his throne on the water, and then he sends his armies to go and sow fitna and discord on the earth. Fayjiu ahaduhum, one of them comes back and he says to Shaytan, the main Iblis, "Fa'altu kaza wa kaza, I did this and I did that." And Iblis says, "Ma sanatu shay'an," he has done nothing. Right? That's nothing. What's that? What is that? That's nothing. And another one comes and says, "Oh, Iblis, ما تركت حتى فرقت بينه وبين امرأته." I did not leave him until I made him split with his wife. I did not leave the man and the woman until I made them split and separate. فيدنيه منه فيقول نعم أنت فيلتزمه. Shaitan comes close to him and he says to this person, Ni'ma anta, you're so great, and he hugs him. He hugs him. Because his plan is division and separation. Whereas what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires for us is unity and coming together as a family, coming together as an ummah, coming together as Muslimin. And so we should always remember that whenever there is a difficult period in our marriage or an argument, we should learn to turn a bad situation into a good one. Right? Learn to turn a bad situation into a good one. Many times people have problems, arguments, right? And this is a natural thing. You can't completely deal with every single problem in a marriage. And some problems are healthy problems in a marriage. Sometimes it's in fact healthy to have your differences and even have some of your small arguments. But we should, as Muslims, learn to turn a bad situation into a good one. Some of the practices of the Muslimin have been to, like for example, when the hadith came and says, you know, Nabi Sallam never fought a bad thing with a bad thing, right? But he fought a bad thing with a good thing, right? So, one of the, just a quick tip. When we have an argument with our wives, for example, one of the ways to defeat shaitan in that incident at least is to make amends through teaching and learning. Make amends through teaching and learning. So instead of saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. One of the ways to make amends with your wife could be to teach her something, so that there has been an instrumental goodness out of the bad that just occurred to both of you. And there are many tips like that. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to be... When they said, Ya Rasulullah, I mean, today people, they want pious people. Mothers are looking for pious men for their daughters, and fathers or mothers look for pious women for their sons. Everyone wants someone good to marry, but we don't want to have our scale turned on its head, right? Where we think of someone as Sharif, for example, right? And what does that mean actually? Well, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, right? And that's the end of it. He doesn't pray at the same time though. And he doesn't do this at the same time, but he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. And if he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, that means he's marriage worthy. He's not marriage worthy. That's not the scale that Allah wants us to go by. If someone doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. What if someone does all the other harams on earth? What if someone has no sense of obligation towards Allah, let alone his wife? When they said, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most, has the most taqwa from the people? Man akramun nas, or who is the most noble person? Right? At-tahum. The one who has the most fear of Allah. Like Allah says in the Quran, the most noble of you are those who have the most fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the quality we should be searching for in prospective marriage partners. The degree of someone's taqwa, the degree of someone's commitment to Allah, someone's struggle for Allah, someone's desire for akhirah. That's the quality everyone should be looking for. Not the simple thing that we... There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari that speaks about the end of time, and it says that a man, people will say about a man, ما أقبل وما أطلع, what an intelligent person, that, what a noble person that is. They will see someone, that person is so noble, is so intelligent. وما في قلبي مثقال حبة خردل من الإيمان. But he doesn't even have an atom's worth of iman in his heart. Because the scale is turned on its head. The thing that you're looking for is not the thing that is a priority thing. How intelligent, how, what a Sharif individual that is. Does that Sharif individual even place his head on the floor to pray to Allah? Is he concerned about his obligations towards Allah? Because if he isn't, don't expect him to be concerned about his obligations towards you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us collectively. May Allah bless us all with the best of partners. And may Allah make our partners a means for us to ease the entrance into Firdaus al-A'la. This is the aspiration and the wish of every Muslim. And for that, we have to think very carefully before we enter into marriages. And for that, we as elders who have children, need to think carefully, who are we marrying our children, our daughters, our sons to? And I'll end with a hadith that I started off with, كلكم ram, all of you are shepherds. ومسؤول عن رعيته, and you're all responsible for your flock. والإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته, and the Muslim Imam, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, is a ra'i, he's a shepherd, and he's responsible for his flock, the ummah. وَرَجُلُ رَعِن فِي أَهْلِهِ And the man is a shepherd in his family, ومسؤول عن رعيته, and is responsible for his flock in his family. والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها, and the woman is also a shepherd in her husband's home, with her children, with her family. ومسؤولة عن رعيتها, and she is responsible also for her flock. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.